ございます。
Good morning、
今日は最初に子供たちに向けて話します。
So to begin with, we are going to invite all of the kids. Don't let the kids go downstairs. We're going to talk to the kids first.
なので子供たち前に来てください。
Okay, kids, come on up to the front, please.
はい、ではお話しします。
Okay.
じゃあ最初にみんなに質問なんだけど。
Okay, I have a question for all of you today.
最近すごくなんか良かったな、楽しかったなっていう場所ある？
Where is the most fun, the best place that you have been recently? Do you have a place that you really enjoyed?
パパとかママにね、ぜひ伝えてみて。あ、こんなところ良かったな。
You can tell your moms and dads if you want and have them share.
じゃあ、ちょっとどこだったか教えてください。水族館。ああ、水族館。いいね。
Oh, we went to the aquarium. 楽しいね。Lots of fun. Do you have another place? Where? Where did you go that was fun? Oh, どんぐり保育園。いいね。どんぐり kindergarten。いいね。
喜ぶよ、それは。
じゃあ聞いちゃおうかな。じゃあ川の部みずきくん。
なん、何しよう。昨日天引き観音に行ってきました。観音に行ってきました。はい。
Oh, place where all there's lots of hydrangea.
ね、発表してくれた人たちありがとうございます、ね、みんなもそれぞれ、ね、いろいろな場所をきっと思いついたと思います。その今楽しかった場所を思い出すときってなんか嬉しい気持ちにならなかった？だから楽しいな、嬉しいなって気持ちに。
Everybody probably has different places that you had fun, but when you think about that place that you went to, don't you feel happy?
その場所に行った時のことを思い出して、きっとその時にあった出来事とか、その時に、あ、こんなことしたなとか、こんなこと考えたなっていうのを想像してたよね、きっと。
Can you remember the things that you did when you were at that fun place with your friends or with your brother and sister or with your mom and dad?
実は、聖書に出てくるダビデって人も今日の聖書箇所の時そんなことをね思ってたんだ。
Actually, there's a man in the Bible. His name was David. And David also had a place where he had lots of fun and was happy too.
ダビデも昔すごく嬉しくて幸せになった気持ちがあるの。
Long, long, long ago, David had a place that he remembered that he had lots of fun, and he told everybody else about that place.
どうして幸せだったと思う?
Why do you think David was so happy?
なんでダビデ幸せだったんだろう?
What do you think made David so happy?
美味しいもの食べたから?
Was it because he ate some delicious food?
友達と楽しく遊んでたから?
Was it because he played with his friends?
実はこの時のダビデは神様がすぐ近くにいるって感じたから幸せだった。
Actually, the reason why David was so happy this time was because he could feel that God was really close with him.
神様が自分の近くにいる気がして幸せだったんだよ。
He was so happy because he was so happy that God loved him and was near to him.
そんな時のことをね、ダビデ思い出しながら、きっとみんなが楽しい場所を思い出した時のように笑ってたのかもしれないね。
When David remembered that time where God was close with him, probably like all of you, he thought about that place and then he started to smile and laugh.
じゃあみんなは神様と一緒にいるって思ったことある?
Here's one more question. Do you guys, do any of you ever have a time where you have felt really close to God, where you felt like God was there with you?
うんってうなずいてる人がいるけど。じゃあ、それはどんな場所だったかな?
What kind of place was that where you could feel God's presence, where you could know that God was there with you in that moment? You remember that place?
もしそんなね場所があったら、今うんうんってうなずいてくれたけど、きっとねこれからもそこがすごく大切な場所になると思うから、ね、大切に忘れないようにしようね。
So when you think about that place, what we'd like you to do is keep remembering it and make that place important, because that's a place where you can meet God and you can also be with Him and spend time with Him.
ね、もし思いつかなかったかも大丈夫、ね、必ずこれからそう思える場所に出会います、ね、その時が来るのを楽しみに待ってましょう。
And even if you can't think of that place right now, don't worry, because that time will come, you'll find that place and you can celebrate that time and be happy、
ね、どんな子にもどんな子にもね、神様は必ずみんなが幸せになれる場所を用意してるよ。
God loves everybody. So He's going to make a place for everybody to be with Him and to enjoy Him and know His love.
これからいいことがあるなって想像すると。想像するのってすごい楽しいでしょ?
So just like you get excited about your birthday party coming up, you can be excited about God coming and showing you His love for you.
神様にこれからも期待しましょう。
So let's be excited about that.
子供たちよく最後までお話聞いてくれました。
Thank you so much for listening. Okay, you can go back to your places.
では今度はね大人の皆さんにお話しするのでお席にね戻って大丈夫です。
Okay, now we're going to talk to the adults. So everybody can go back to their places.
では大人の時間ですね。
Okay, time for the adults.
今日の箇所って出せる? ありがとう。皆さんにとっての聖所はどこですか?
So looking at this verse, it talks about a sanctuary. So our question for all of the adults is, where is your holy place? Where is your sanctuary?
神様を、イエス様を感じた場所はどこですか?
Where do you most strongly feel the presence of God, the presence of Jesus together with you?
この当時の聖所っていうのは幕屋や神殿の中にあって、祭司っていう特別な人しか入れない場所で、一般の人はまず入れなくて、まあその一般の人のイメージは、そこに行くとこう、もっと神様に近づけるような場所、神様をもっと感じているような場所っていうふうに、思われてた場所だと思います。
At the time that David had written this and before he wrote it, the sanctuary was a place inside the tabernacle or later in the temple, a place where only priests, only the special chosen people could enter. For ordinary people like us, we could look at that and we see that that was a place closer to God where they could feel God's presence.
で今日のこの箇所を話しているのはダビデって人物です。
And the person who is speaking in today's passage is King David.
で、ダビデがこう聖所であなたを仰ぎ見てますって言ってますが、実は正確に言うとダビデは聖所に入ったことはないんですよ。なぜならダビデもその祭司ではないので一般の人だったのでここには入れません。
As you can see here, it says, I've seen you in the sanctuary and gazed upon your glory. But to be precise, David was the king, not the priest. And so he wasn't able to go into the most holy place that the priest had because he was not the priest.
でも聖所の近くに行ったとか、まあ、もしくはその聖所のように感じた神様すごい感じたって場所がダビデにはあったんだと思います。
However, there was a place that was nearest to the sanctuary, or maybe another place that felt like to David was his sanctuary.
そういう意味で過去を振り返ってもらって、皆さんにとって、あそこは私にとって聖所だったな、
って思う場所はどこですか?
So in reflection, I want all of you to think, where is the place that you identify as your sanctuary, as your holy place?
この場所でもダビデは思ってるはずです。
David must have been thinking something similar to this when he wrote these words.
あの場所は良かったな。まるで聖所だったよ。
That place was so good. It was a sanctuary, the place to meet and to be with God.
あの場所は神様強く感じられたな。
I felt God's presence strongly in that place.
皆さんにとっての聖所はどこですか?
So where is your sanctuary, the place where you meet and worship God?
その場所はきっと神様で潤った、神様で満たされた。って感じた場所のはずです。
A place where you feel refreshed and fulfilled by God.
また逆に、あ、今の自分は乾いてたんだって気づいた場所かもしれません。
Or perhaps it's a place that has helped you to realize that you are dry, that you are thirsty for God.
僕にとっての聖所っていうのは振り返るといくつかありますが、まあ、一つここで紹介しようと思います。
There are several places that Liu has considered a sacred to him, but he would like to introduce one of those places to you to share.
大学生の頃に住んでたアパートです。
It was the apartment where Liu lived when he was a university student.
4年生成り立ての時にですね、まあ、進路のことも考えます。で、まあ、いろんなことを悩んでました。
He was in his fourth and final year of university. He was thinking hard about his future and struggling with many things in his heart and in his life.
そして最後には、まあ、人と会って何に話せばいいのか、何のために動けばいいのかもわからなくなってました。
Eventually, he didn't even know what to say to people, what to do, how to express all of that struggle.
そんな時にジョエルさんから今からそっち行っていいって連絡が来ました。
It was in that very moment that Joel contacted me and said, "Can I come over to your apartment?"
そしてジョエルが僕のアパートに来ました。
And then he came to my apartment.
その後ですね、まあ、最終的には6時間以上話してました。
That night we ended up talking for over 6 hours.
でもその6時間後にクリスチャンになるってジョエルに伝えました。
And after those six hours, I even told Joel, I want to become a disciple of Jesus.
この6時間で何を話したのかっていうのはあんま覚えてないんですよ。まあおそらくジョエルは覚えてるかもしれないけど。
To be honest with you, I don't remember exactly what we talked about in detail during that long six-hour talk, but I'm pretty sure that Joel remembers. I do.
でも覚えてるのはもう自分が乾いてたってことに気づいたことです。
But what I do remember is my realization that I was spiritually thirsty.
だからあの場所は僕にとって聖所だなと思います。
And I realized that I needed Jesus to satisfy that thirst.
皆さんにとっての聖所はどこでしたか?
So I think that space in my apartment was like a sanctuary for me. And so my question again to you is, where is your sanctuary?
霊的に満たされてるなって感じることは幸せです。
It is such a rich blessing to feel spiritually filled.
そして自分が乾いてるなって気づくことだって幸せなんです。
And it's also a blessing, really, though, to realize when you are deeply thirsty.
なぜならそこが私たちにとって聖所になるからです。
Because that is where we begin to discover our sanctuary.
やっぱり私にはイエス様が必要なんだなって思えるからです。
It is the place, the attitude that helps us realize that we really need Jesus.
いつだって私たちは神様をイエス様を求めることができます。
We can always seek for God. We can always look for Jesus.
この時のダビデも実は荒野で逃げている途中の場面です。
In the time that Jesus or that David writes this psalm, actually he is fleeing in the wilderness.
過去の幸せだった思い出に浸ってるっていう場合ではなかったかもしれない。
He actually may not have been in a place where he could dwell and think slowly about the happy memories of his past.
それでもダビデは過去を思い出して、そして求めました。
But even in the midst of that struggle, David remembers the past. And he seeks God in that moment.
あの力と栄光のある神様。
He exclaims, that time where I saw God's power and God's glory.
あの時のあの場所で私はあなたに神様に満たされました。
At that time, in that place, I was filled with you, God.
最初に説明したようにですね、本来の聖所っていう場所は限られた人しか入れないんです。
As we shared earlier, not everyone was able to actually enter into the original sanctuary.
入りたくても入れない人がほとんどです。
Most people wanted to enter, but they were not allowed to.
神様に近づくことが許されていません。
It wasn't permitted for them to draw so closely into God's presence.
それでも、それは当時の旧約の時代です。イエス様が来る前の話です。
But that was part of the old covenant system before Jesus came to earth to dwell with us.
イエス様が来たこの時代はそんな縛りはどこにもありません。
And now that Jesus has come into our midst and dwelled with us, we don't have those restrictions placed on us anymore.
辛い試練を乗り越えなければならない。
We continue to endure painful trials.
あの捧げ物をしなきゃいけない。
We have to continue making ongoing sacrifices.
こんな今の私では神様が救ってくれるわけがない。
Knowing that God had not yet fully brought His salvation.
そんな縛りはどこにもないんです。
Those rules, those restrictions, that situation no longer exists.
僕は教会に来て、初めの頃、学生の頃ですけども、初めすごい怪しいなって思ったことがあるんです。
When I first came to the church for worship when I was a university student, there were a few things that seemed really strange and foreign to me.
それがまさに聖餐です。
And one of those was communion.
まあ今からやりますけど、ここにあるんですけど、なんだかわからないものが急に出てきます。
It was something I didn't understand, but, these things just appeared.
で、みんな疑うことなく手に取って。
And then everybody just starts taking it without thinking much about it.
本当真剣そうな表情で、もうこんなちっちゃいパンとこんなちっちゃいジュースをこう飲むんですよ。
And with very serious expressions on their faces, they take a wee piece of bread and a wee cup of juice.And they eat the bread and they drink the juice.
もう何よりもなんかめっちゃそれがこう唯一儀式的に見えてすごい怪しく思いました。
More than anything else, the ritual nature of it seemed very strange and foreign to me.
でもこの聖餐が今の私たちの信仰を表してるんだなって知りました。
But now,I've come to understand that this communion, this time, is a part, a real part of expressing our faith.
この生産でこんなちっちゃいパンですよ。空腹が満たされるわけがないんです。
Of course, this wee tiny little bit of bread and little bit of juice is not going to solve all of our physical hunger and thirst forever.
霊的に満たされるなって、そういう保証があるわけじゃないんです。
It's not even guaranteed that it's going to completely satisfy our spiritual hunger and thirst.
で、それを取ったからといって信仰的にめっちゃ強くなるとかそんなこともないんですよ。
It's not something magic. You just take it and boom, your faith is all of a sudden stronger.
ただ思い出してほしいです。
But there's something that we do want you to remember in this moment.
今の自分は何で神様で満たされているのかを。
Are you currently being filled with the presence of God?
今の自分は神様に飢えているのか。
Are you hungering and thirsting for the presence of God in your life?
思い出してください。自分が聖所だなって思った場所。
Remember that time or that place where you have felt like you were in the sanctuary, in the holy place, in the presence of God closely.
イエス様で満たされたはずです。
The place where you felt filled by Jesus.
イエス様を必要としたはずです。
The place where you felt you realized that you needed Jesus so much more.
今の私たちはどんな場所だって聖所になるんですよ。
God can make any place and any time a sanctuary for us now.
いつだって私たちの信仰で大事なのは疑うことなくただ手にするだけです。
And what is most important in our faith, listen, is to receive this from Christ freely, without doubting if we should.
いろいろ言ってしまった気がするので、最後に一番伝えたいことを伝えます。
I feel like I've said a lot, so I want to end with this most important thing that I want you to remember and keep in your heart.
自分がイエス様と一緒だなって感じた場所を忘れないでください。
Please don't forget the places where you have felt you were most deeply connected and together with Jesus.
それはきっと神様との大切な証になります。
Those places will surely become an important part of your testimony about your relationship with God.
もし、今日この中にまだイエス様と一緒になったことがない人がいるのであれば、必ずその時が来るのでどうか楽しみに待ってほしいと思います。
And if there's anyone here today who has not yet experienced being with Jesus, please know that your time is going to come. That you will meet Jesus, you can walk with him, and I encourage you to look forward to that and actively seek for that.
イエス様は私たち全員を救ってくれたお方です。
Because Jesus is the only one.Who offers salvation to us all.
今までも、そしてこれからもいいことがあるって想像することも楽しいですよね。
Isn't it exciting to imagine all of the good things that are going to happen in the future, just as that they've happened in the past, and even more so?
これから聖餐を取るんですけど、
So, in a moment, we're going to pray and then we're going to take communion together.
こちらで何人だ、まあ、6人から8人ぐらい、ずつ選びますので。
So, we will pick about 6 to 8 people to go in a group together to the tables.
そのまあ6人か8人がそちらで、まあ、またはそっちで取ってもらって、その間はその他の待ってる人たちはいつも通り歌を歌っててください。
So, while groups are taking together, they're going to gather around each of these tables. And while they do that, we want to ask everybody else to stay seated and to be singing.
まあ、そのテーブルをこういうように取ってもらうと思いますけれども、その中でそのまあ、代表一人誰でもいいんですけども一人がこのパンとブドウジュースにもイエスの十字架と復活を通して私たちは神様の力と栄光を見ます。
So, when you go in your group around the table, we'd like you first to stand around the table, and then one person in the group, we would like you to read either in Japanese or English this phrase. In this bread and grape juice,Through the cross and resurrection of Jesus, we see God's power and glory too.
ではそのこの紙を置いておくので、それを誰かが読んでみんなでみんなっていうかその6人8人全員で取るっていう流れにします。
So, we'll put this on the table. One person read that, and then we want to invite you to look at each other.And take the bread and take the juice and take it all together as a group.
で、そう、それが終わったら新しいグループが次行くので、それを繰り返す感じです。
And then when you're finished, please be seated and we'll invite the next group to go up around the table.
神様、今日この特別生産の機会をいただきありがとうございます。改めて、今生まれてきてよかったなって思いますし、イエス様、あなたの生産を取れること、それがどれだけ私たちにとって恵みなのか、どうか、思い出してほしいですし、私たちに語ってください。あなたが何よりも必要で、 あなたが全てだってことを改めて私たちが感じることができますように、委ねて愛するイエスキリストの名を通してお祈りします。アメン。